Compositions of Malik Jandali include protest chants from Syria, his homeland. His family back home was targeted for those acts of dissent. And here he is in 2021 telling NPR's Deborah Amos about the time his parents were beaten because he put what the Syrian regime considered a dangerous word into his lyrics.
I composed a very simple song. I called it I Am My Homeland. My love for you is fire in my heart. When am I going to see you free? That word free was the troublemaker.
And now, of course, the regime of Bashar al-Assad has fallen. Malik Jandali joins us now from New York. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
What has the last week been like for you?
The last week has been historical. I was in a state of shock, joy. Tears were falling. I couldn't express myself, so I found myself on my piano trying to express myself through music. I'm still, as I speak to you, in a state of disbelief, to be honest with you. 54 years of brutal dictatorship and a long journey for the Syrian people since 2011, and here we are.
May I ask if you've been able to communicate with friends or family or anyone there?
Yes, I have been in touch with my relatives, with my friends throughout Syria. Many people actually, as we speak, already returned. People are chanting in the streets and dancing. As we speak today, people organize themselves to start sweeping and cleaning the streets. And, Scott, for the last 54 years, we did not have a country. Today, the Syrian people have the chance to have a country, and they are feeling the concept of citizenship for the first time. You know, I transitioned in that revolution from being a performer and a pianist into a composer for one term, one word, symphony, which means to sing together. And I said to myself, where is the Syrian symphony? So I wrote my Syrian symphony. The mission of music is to search for beauty and truth. And through your powerful program and for joining me in searching for beauty and truth, I would like to plea to American orchestras to embrace living composers who are documenting current events for the generations to come. When I lost hope for the last 15 years, I came up with an idea just to survive and don't lose hope. It is our duty as citizens, as Americans, as artists, as people of the free, as humans, to join in our symphony for peace, document the moment for generations to come.
You are the founder and CEO of Pianos for Peace. As the name suggests, it's a group that tries to bring peace and unity through music. I wonder if you would like to bring any of its programs to Syria in the coming months.
You nailed it, Scott. I mean, I just had a discussion with one of the Syrian business philanthropists, and we are going to transform prisons, dark prisons, into music schools. So I'm inspired. I'm full of hope.
You must at the same time understand there's a lot of concern about what happens in Syria over the next few weeks and months and years. You've got a lot of people, factions as we would call them, that agreed that they wanted to get rid of Assad but may not agree on much else.
It's a very legitimate concern, Scott, but let me state the facts. Syria for the last 54 years, according to Human Rights Watch, was a slaughterhouse. That brutal dictator was against humanity, torturing children, gassing them to death, raping women, eradicating synagogues, destroying churches that Jesus Christ himself preached at. Today we have children who were born in these prison cells. So I have concerns, but my hope is my rich history. My hope is the revolution for freedom and dignity. That's what the people ask. And my hope is music.
Mr. Jandali, is there a piece of your music that you'd like to suggest we all listen to now that would say something about Syria and history and hope?
Phoenix in Exile. One of my early works was titled Phoenix in Exile. It was recorded with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. The phoenixes in exile are rising today as I speak to you. And I'm honored to be part of the Symphony for Peace and join the people of Syria in their noble quest for freedom, dignity, and most importantly, peace.
Malik Jandali, composer, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure.